Hey guys, I want to welcome you back to day 5 of the first 30. We want to encourage you day by day in your first semester away at school or even here in our local schools around us. What I know for a fact after watching 6 daughters go through their first semester of school is that we need a routine. Now, you might be one of those people that you're already keeping a task list and you're keeping up with a calendar, but the fact is, every study shows that most of us at your age, we don't take those things seriously. We don't take the management of ourselves seriously. But I want to encourage you that I want you to have this quantum leap that lets you rise above whatever the norm might be. Be in that top 20%, be in that top 10%, accomplish something extraordinary because you have been created to do the extraordinary. To do that, we have to build a routine. Let me read you a piece of scripture and let's talk about how we apply it in our daily life. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth." Now, if you take that text, it's special to me because my granddad gave me a Bible just before he died, and inside that, this is the text that he wrote. And he wrote beneath it, he called me boy. He said, "Boy, when you live this, you'll be wildly successful." So I want to pass that on to you. In this first semester of college, I want to pass on to you 2 Timothy 2:15. There's the big part about it. Who correctly explains the word of truth. To correctly explain the word of truth, then you've got to be able to be in the word of truth. So let me walk you through a morning routine that I think would be super helpful for you. And you only really need about 7 minutes to accomplish this. So the first thing I do is I write down 3 things that I am grateful for. Listen to me, student. What you will do by changing the world will always start with a sense of gratitude. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every single morning. Right after that, I read a piece of scripture. Right below that, I read a short commentary on it. When I'm done with that, I answer 2 questions. 1, what's the most important thing that I need to get done today? And the second thing, what is a statement of affirmation for my day? Which usually sounds something like this: I am going to be a focused and determined leader today. Or I'm going to be a passionate student today. Or I'm going to tackle this different assignment for me today. Whatever that daily affirmation is, grab it and hold on to it. Now, shortly after that, I begin praying. Now, the first thing I pray for is I pray for my family. Secondly, I ask the Lord to do whatever he's doing in my life and whatever I need him to do, to go walk before me, to go within me, to come behind me. Third, I begin to pray for other people that I know are in need. Some of them are friends, some of them are church members. Some of them are just folks that I've passed and said, "Would you pray for me?" Now, right after that, I do something that's very difficult. I stop and I get quiet and I listen. Now, because I'm the kind of person that's a little ADD, I like to have music in my ears on my headset while I'm going with this. I typically pick a song like from Hillsong Worship or Hillsong United or Elevation Worship for one of those, and I use the song as a timer, and I'll usually have 2 songs worth of that time. I call it a time of meditation, which is I get still and listen for God, I read about God, I'm grateful to God, and I study the things of God. When I make God a part of the biggest part of my day, then what I have at hand is I have the ability to correctly explain the word of truth. I've worked hard so I can present myself to God and receive his approval. Can you see how these 2 things go hand in glove? Student, you may think, "I cannot get up 7 minutes earlier." Well, do that at night. If you're not a morning person, do that. If you have to, do it in the middle of the day. But determine in your life and in your heart that if you want to wildly succeed in this first semester, what am I grateful for? What part of scripture am I reading? What is the short commentary that helps me understand the scripture? What am I going to accomplish today? And what's an affirmation for my day? You can do that on the Sugar Hill Church app in the Daily Aha, or you can just write down what I said and commit your time to a morning, midday, or evening time of meditation. But if you want to really conquer what's ahead of you in this freshman year, get a time of meditation into your schedule. Every study on the planet says it will help you in every way. Better at studying, better at your work, better at your learning, better at your listening. I could go on and on and on. And I want you to experience the goodness and the greatness of God as He works in your life. So go ahead, get after that routine and get after it with a passion. All right, stick with us through the first 30 days. We'll be back again tomorrow. See you guys.